I am Shirley Curry with the Wayne County Early Reading First Preschool Program here in Waynesboro, Tennessee. In 2004, we got a Early Reading First grant. Our relationship with Vanderbilt then expanded exponentially, and they then began to not only take a look at the student outcome, but they began to take a look at the classroom itself, the environment of the classroom, the workshops which provided professional development for the teachers, as well as the students of the activity in the classroom and the students' result. We had a very defined role for our evaluator. They were to assess in a timely manner the students' outcome. They were to take the analysis and summarize the data. They were to provide the feedback to the administrators, and they were to communicate information to the teachers in an understandable format, and then they were to assist the administration in our professional development. And we would meet with our assessors at least 3 or 4 times a year, or as often as we needed, and they would meet with the teachers, and they would come at least twice a year to meet with the teachers and explain to the teachers what the data said and what it meant, as well as giving some ideas about what do you do with it. They used various assessments. Our main assessment was the Woodcock-Johnson. There was someone from Vanderbilt in those classrooms nearly every day, and they had special instruments in which they coded what was going on in the classroom. What was the teacher doing? What were the children doing? What about the conversations? What about the arrangement of the classroom? Then we also videotaped each of our teachers and provided them a videotape so that they might look at themselves in action and make whatever corrections they felt they needed to make. And then at the end of the grant, we videotaped them again. So I looked over all of our information, and I found 6 areas in which had just been particularly profitable to us as information was given us from our evaluator. First of all is our outliers. They showed us the kids that were really, really low, so that we could take those and begin to follow them through, because those are the ones who would really fall out had they not had the pre-K experience. Secondly, they showed us with our genders, the gender differences, is that all of our boys, and nearly every one of them, scored less than the girls. Then the conversations between the teachers and the students, they did a recording about do the teachers talk to the children? If they do they ask them questions? Is it one-way questions? Is it 5-way questions? So we had to see that we were a little weak on that, and we had to have some training on the teachers' interchange between the teachers and the students. Then our PAL scores, they were not as what we wanted them to be, so we brought in professional development experts to help us with that. Then our spelling and our writing, which was always our lowest score, they gave us some suggestion about what to do with that. And then our classroom management, we looked to see that we were spending a good bit more time, exactly, we were spending four times more time in transition than our curriculum had suggested, so we had to have some special help. Their information was so very helpful to us that they could give us an instrument that measured it, they could tell us what the outcome was, then they suggested to us where we might get professional help to strengthen that weak area. Then they came back, addressed the weak area, and showed us our results. Let them do their job. Don't be defensive about everything that might come up. Be cooperative and trust each other, because you're on a team, and the whole idea is to improve learning of the child.